Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Dave, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, Dave, York County, give us an idea. I know that one of the most esteemed people there is Governor Tom Wolf, who, with a proper attorney general, might have had some pushback during COVID.
Catch him driving his Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's great to be here with you. I mean, I'm the district attorney here in York. I'm a career prosecutor. I was a special assistant United States attorney. We're directly north of Baltimore here in York County. And so, when I started in the office a long time ago after my military service, and believe it or not, I worked at UPS for 8 years, all through college and law school. We were third in the state for the amount of criminal cases. And, and by holding people accountable, and on the other side, by embracing what I call redemption, we've been able to lower our crime rate by 41% since the 10-year high. And our homicide rate has dropped in the city of York by 75% and our gang gun violence rate by 80%. I'm a career prosecutor. I spent my time, the vast majority of my career, in a courtroom, litigating murder cases, attempted murder of police, everything in between. And so my belief is that if our communities aren't safe, literally nothing else matters.
So as Attorney General, what would you do? You're a prosecutor now, but as Attorney General, how does the Attorney General, because frankly, we haven't seen a whole lot directly on the crime issue. Josh Shapiro, some of the big cases where the Catholic Church and things of that nature, I don't remember because he barely, if ever, challenged what's going on here in Philadelphia.
Right. I mean, to start with, the reality is the Attorney General in Pennsylvania, by statute, is the chief law enforcement officer. And when you, in any leadership position, you bring to that your life experiences and the things, you know, that you've done through your career. And my goal, and I think that it very simply comes down to, we have to get back to basics. If children aren't safe, if families aren't safe, I mean, right now we have 15 people dying in Pennsylvania every day, every single day, from fentanyl overdoses. And when I look at the role of the Attorney General, I think that, you know, again, we have to get back to basics. We have to work with the police. We have to work with all the prosecutors across the state. We have to work with our federal partners, and we have to do everything we can to remind violent criminals that there will be repercussions for your actions.
Now, Dan, my producer, some research tells us that you led the prosecution of Operation Sunshine. That is 100 members, over 100 members of 100 members of the Latin Kings.
That's correct. Yeah, we so again, like I said, being directly north of Baltimore, and a lot of people, I mean, people talk about Philadelphia a lot. Baltimore historically is the heroin capital of the United States. And so because they have an open air drug market, similar to probably some places in Philadelphia, what happens then is, you know, that impacts every region around, every county. And so we went after a gang, the Latin Kings, that was trafficking heroin into York County, and in particular York City and surrounding counties. And so we, you know, I think the, for people with severe, you know, addiction, we got to get them help. But at the same time, if we don't aggressively go after the supply through attacking the traffickers, I mean, we're in deep trouble. And so that's what we did. We collaborated with all of law enforcement. It was a multi-year investigation. And through that, we were able to remove a violent threat to the citizens here in our community. And it's that type of mindset is what I'm going to bring to the office of Attorney General.
We're talking with Dave Sunday, Republican candidate for Attorney General. Dave, the biggest issue on the minds of listeners right now, up and down the line, every day we have another foray in this, is voter integrity. Getting back to that, we restore confidence in the election cycle. How do you see the role of the Attorney General in those kinds of things?
Well, so to begin with, again, we go back to, you know, what does the law permit the Attorney General to do? And with regard to election integrity, I can tell you how I handled it in, you know, the county I'm at as the elected DA. And very simply, you know, we investigated credible allegations of criminal wrongdoing. And what happens is, when you actually investigate those cases, And even if the outcome shows that maybe there wasn't a crime, you are showing the citizens that you care enough about this to do the job, to actually do the job. And what I think happens is, you know, one of the worst things you can do is tell someone that you don't matter, regardless of who that is. You don't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. That's what happened here. And so I think that as Attorney General, so right now, just so you know, I'm on the executive board of the District Attorneys Association. I'm very blessed to be the education and training chair. And so I look forward to working with DAs all throughout Pennsylvania to continue to provide education on election laws and to investigate credible theft, allegations of criminal activity side by side with them.
Absolutely. Dave, your website, where do we find all things Dave Sunday?
It's www.davesundayforag.com.
Dave, thank you, and we hope to get you back on certainly before the election. This is a major race. The thing I would underline, I know your opponent had him on socially in that manner, fine guy, but no trial experience that I know of, nothing. I don't know that he's ever prosecuted any of these cases. To be Attorney General, you have a big stable of lawyers to quarterback that on these big issues that really affect all of us. You need to have your type of experience.
That's absolutely critical. So my opponent, not only has he never been a prosecutor, he's never been a defense attorney, he's never been a civil litigator, he's never been in a courtroom. And, you know, when you look at this job, you know, every decision you make could ultimately lead to a courtroom. You are running an office of attorneys. And if you have never been in a courtroom, and if you've never looked at a jury, and if you've never litigated cases, there's no way for you to ever understand the path that they can take and how to make those right decisions. And so what you'll do is rely upon what you know. And what we can't have is an attorney general who only knows politics. We need an attorney general who understands how to fight for victims, how to fight against violent criminals, how to protect seniors, how to help get fentanyl off our streets and do the things. I mean, I have a son who's in fourth grade, and I'm very afraid of the world that he's got to grow up in. And that's one of my motivating factors for doing this. I mean, this is mission-based for me. And so, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I look forward, God willing, to fight for the citizens all throughout Pennsylvania.
Producer Dan has a question for you, Prosecutor Sunday. Go ahead, Dan.
Fascinated that you're a York County DA and dealt with a lot of what went down in Baltimore. Both Dom and I, big fans of The Wire. And you say that you're a member of the DA organization. And I got to put you on the spot here. Here in Philadelphia, a guy that rears his head over and over again, DA Larry Krasner. It's almost like he's creating a situation like we saw down in Baltimore that spurned The Wire and that you had to clean up. And I'm just curious, do you have a plan going into this to, deal with what we're seeing here in Philadelphia? Or is that something that we'll hear about when the time comes? What's your plan there?
I think that's to start with, that's an unbelievably important question. And there's a multi-pronged answer to that. And to begin with, people need to realize that, number one, obviously, the citizens of Philadelphia are tremendously impacted by crime. But, you know, when you look at criminal justice and you look at crime, especially in like a state like Pennsylvania, it's really an ecosystem. We're all connected. And so, for example, you know, when crime's out of control in a certain area, it impacts everyone. And, you know, as Attorney General, the citizens of Philadelphia will be my constituents and I'll fight for them just like I would anyone else. So to start with, you got to get to basics. You have to collaborate with the police. So right off the bat, what can we do as the attorney? What can I do as Attorney General to help you, the police officers in Philadelphia, to get the job done? You know, what can I do to assist there? You look at the SEPTA prosecutor. Does the SEPTA prosecutor have all the appropriate resources to ensure that they are enforcing the law and appropriately prosecuting criminals? You know, what can we do through the powers of the Attorney General with regard to corrupt organizations, which is a state RICO statute? You know, are there any types of investigations that need to take place? And I just think there's just tons of tools in the toolbox, but you have to have the will and the desire to do it. And I have both.
Absolutely. Dave Sunday, thank you. Thanks very much for joining us.
It was great to be here. I appreciate it, you guys, very much. Thank you so much.
All right. okay. We have special guests coming up at 2:30. Yes, okay, I can translate on the fly here. I get so many balls flying
so
around
many things
in the
going
area.
On today, yeah.
Woo! We have at 2:30, you got to be here for this. We have a special situation with President Trump welcoming him to the debate area, debate stage. And our buddy Joe, South Philly Joe, the hero of the week, who stopped the Kamala Harris poster.
It's like the Super Friends teaming up now.
Yes, and we should have known it. Jody Della Barber. Dan, if there's anything like this, you know who's going to be involved. We got something special we're going to unveil that we've been working on behind the scenes at 2:30 today that we think you're really going to be want to be a part of this. Particularly, Dan, you know the reception Trump is going to get from the other side in Philadelphia. Oh, my God. They're right now. They're planning on taking off work that day. Oh, that's right. They don't work. So they'll be out there in force all day long. 2:30, Jody and Joe lay out what's going to be happening here. And since I'll be down there anyhow, Dan, I certainly can swing by that. It's going to be a crowded day.
It is. Action-packed.
And Rose, like, wanting me to go to Washington or down to the shore again this weekend. Oh, hey, my God. Dan, tough. Intervene texting with her.
I'm sorry. I might have to take Dom's side on this one. He's got a lot going on next week. Give the guy a break.
Oh, my God. I'm in big trouble now tagging Dan in this.
I'm sorry, bro.
Doesn't work.
99 out of 100 times I'll have your back.
That's true.
We need him fresh for the Don Trump Jr. event. Yeah, Dom, big news is coming from the RNC, and Joe was involved with it, Jody Della Barber, who we're going to hear from here at 2:30, and their friend Mina, who's with Trump Force Team, one of a great representative of the Trump campaign here in Philadelphia, Dom, calling all Pennsylvanians. President Trump's attending that presidential debate on Tuesday, September 10th. We want to give him a welcome. This is the RNC saying, we want to give him a welcome that only Pennsylvania can deliver while ensuring Comrade Kamala feels completely unwanted. Join us along the motorcade route, Callow Hill Street and North 6th Street, on the way to the National Constitution Center. What to bring? Trump flags, rally signs, and your MAGA gear. See you there. A giant flag and sign wave coming to downtown Philadelphia, Center City, ahead of this big debate, Tom.
All right. So we think this is the brainchild of several people, but mainly Joe of South Philly.
So I think how it worked is they were already working on something within, and then Joe reached out, and then the heads aligned, and the great Jody Della Barber down there in South Philly, a great community organizer who does tons of things involving, or including what we talked about last hour with the Columbus statue. Just a great community organizer down there. She's joining us. All put their heads together, came up with this great thing, Dom, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be great.
It will be. You will bond. It's a safe area. 6th and Cowell Hill. It's directly going down the line to where the Constitution Center is. And again, Dan, what
6:30
time? 6:30 p.m. Oh, this works nicely.
Yeah.
Flag waving, 6:30.
And again, it's Callow Hill Street and North 6th Street.
And come over with the young Republicans. You might meet some, they're going to be young Republican women there. At least one of them's a hunter, Dan. I don't know if she'll be wearing flannel or not to identify herself.
So I'm thinking Callow Hill to North 6th.
Yes.
Those are really tough streets, though. They're wide streets, right? So we're talking the left side, right side. We'll have to get those details from...
We'll get them from probably both sides. And we were both in Wildwood when Trump came to Wildwood. And just the greeting party outside the pier there.
Oh, so cool.
Maury's Pier. I guess it was Maury's. Yeah. Was incredible. There had to be 5,000 people there. So, look, there weren't 100,000 people in Wildwood. I'm not getting crazy. But there were 50,000, I think. Easily. And there are three stores still there now selling Trump gear in Wildwood. My God. That's
imagine this image. We got to get listeners, get out there.
Yes.
Come on, 6th Street, Callow Hill, before the debate, bring your Trump flags. Because think about it. Imagine the national imagery of
exactly. Just
the hype
Trump
of
a
left-leaning city like Philadelphia who hasn't had a Republican mayor in how long. And the amount of support that they're showing for Trump, it's going to...
Well,
wow.
I think the key is the flag. Now, they can phony it up, but I don't see too many of those Democrat groups wanting to stand there with hundreds of flags. I may have to bring my recording equipment, Dan, because I'd like to go over and ask a few flag questions of these Democrat groups. You know, in fact, hit me on Twitter, Dan. if that happens and the Democrat groups get wind of this and they're flowing with flags too, what would be a good question to out them on the flag? All right. Let's go side question too right now. 855-839-1210. Tonight is the big game of the Eagles, of course. Something you associate with South America. I said cocaine, the Amazon, and coffee. Pope Francis. Coffee, damn, what was yours?
Peruvian pan flute bands.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
And Cui.
This is a pretty good one from Robert. He knows how to play to my sensitivities and get my vote. Because I think this guy, I could make the case pretty easily. He is the greatest athlete of all time. I would say that. Robert M. Ben
really?
Silva. Wow. Oh, yeah. I could argue that.
Yeah,
really?
Okay.
I'll tell you why in a second here. Robert, welcome to the show. Yeah.
Dom's going to kill me, man. Hi, yeah. Dom, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys. I was kind of thinking of changing my answer, but I just wanted to point something out. The year I was born, and no jokes, Dan, but the year I was born, gold was $34 an ounce, okay? In 2020, it was over $1,900 an ounce, and it's now almost $2,400 an ounce.
I hope he bought
and
some.
That difference over the last 4 years isn't because gold went up. That's how much our dollar was devalued by
that
the Biden.
That is perfect. You are the guardian of the dollar. That's exactly right. I mean, you work that in every time. It can't be said enough. That is where we've come with this whole thing.
That and ripping on the media. But
I think I just understood the entire life story of Robert because,
yes.
You know, an eight-year-old buys a bunch of gold, realizes, you know what, school doesn't matter. I'm just going to read on my own, become the smartest,
yes.
One of the smartest callers.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. But at any rate, I really wanted to change my answer, and I hope you're not mad at me, Dom.
No, but I'll give your answer then you can give us your new one. You were going to say, Pele, the bicycle kick alone, and I've seen the illustration of it, New York Times and others, is shocking. He is the greatest athlete of all time. You could argue with me on Twitter all that you want. It's Pele.
Well, he's been used before in questions, and that's why I kind of shot off.
Right.
I'm going to go with the potato. The potato was native to the Andes Mountains in Chile. It was part of the Colombian exchange, and without it, more Irishmen would have starved.
It's not originally Irish?
No, it's from the Chilean mountains,
wow.
But like the English used to burn our wheat, and so they potatoes were perfect because they grow in the ground and couldn't be burned down by the English, so they saved
God.
It. But that was part of the Colombian exchange. The potato. I'll stay with that. I know it's not as fancy as Pele.
No, but
you
that's
guys
a good one.
And Robert, in your depth
you
of knowledge, when did we drop the E in the spelling of potato?
When Dan Quayle left office. You guys have a great day, all right?
Thank you. I got to give the Democrats credit on that one, Dan. They brought that kid. See, you got to understand, it wasn't that the kid misspelled it and Quayle said, oh, yeah, that's right. He went over and had him put an E on it. My God.
That's amazing.
Can you just imagine that? And then the goofy superintendent defended Quayle and said it was the old English spelling. So they were teaching old English in Trenton.
Maybe. Oh, that was in Jersey?
Yes, Trenton, New Jersey.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the kid spoke at the convention.
Here you go.
Spell that again. And add one little bit on the end. Potato. How's it? You write phonetically.
Poor kid's like, okay, I'll add it, but I don't think it's supposed to go there.
This is why being the advanced people or the people that quarterback these politicians, Dan, it's nuts because Mitt Romney goes into a Wawa. He's calling it Wawa's, first of all, as the name versus a Wawa. And he goes, oh, my God, you can order on a screen, which was out for 5 or 8 years at that point. This guy's putting an E on potato. Just think of what Walls would do if he's allowed to stumble around and say whatever the hell he wants.
Spelled cheese curd.
Yeah. All right. You hit me with that question, though, what I should ask the other side about the flag on that night coming up. Jody Della Barbara, nobody better. She's the one that stopped the, what should we call it, the nonsense of giving addicts drugs in South Philly, among other things. She was the secretary to Rizzo, the only person that could keep him in line.
You know, I don't think I quantified it well enough. That
you did. You should hit a Rizzo there when she comes out. Sorry.
But the Joe from South Philly that we're talking about, yes, is the same Joe that went around the city and decided to go to Staples, make a bunch of copies, yes, and cover up the Kamala Harris posters. And I forgot to put that out there because it's been such a long week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's...
Yeah. What a guy.
It's like the dream. But we have the all-star of all-stars. And you have a chance to be part of this. And
get it all. Don't miss any of it.
There you go. Imagine trying to keep that guy in line day to day.
I'm telling you, get away from me.
Oh, we can go forever. If you want to open
it
this
is
box.
The best. Still to
take that thing out. Unhook it.
The unhook it. And Dan, you know he did Frank Talk with Frank Rizzo, right?
Oh, how was he with the callers? Was he polite with the callers? Was he like?
Yeah, no, he was. He would attack Wilson Good, who was the then mayor.
Yeah, none of the
people. I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush.
People would call and say we need a pothole fix. He'd make a call and on the air they had the pothole fix. I mean, he wasn't even mayor then. All right, that's all coming
You're
up.
You're a crumb creep, lush coward.
Joe of South Philly, Jody, you'll want to be part of this. I'm so glad this is coming off. Thanks to Joe of South Philly for keeping us in the loop on this. And by the way, whatever's going to happen with the artist who put up the phony Kamala posters. Joe, we'll start with you. You were telling us about this, and you've hooked up with these other great people. Congratulations. You've had a heck of a week, Joe.
Hi, Dom. Thanks again.
Well, tell us about it, Joe. Tell us how all this happened.
Well, I think we know the whole story about the these professional type of pictures being posted in secured cabinets that belong to both SEPTA and possibly the city in certain ways. Then we've heard a very brief response from I think both the city and the Eagles that it's a counterfeit sign and that basically it's something that went up by a private artist and it's been removed. Well, it's been removed, but the circumstances and the concerns of it, you know, are unresolved. You know, how does something like this happen? You know, does it always happen to SEPTA's display cabinets?
Right.
And how do they prevent it from happening? I would think somewhere there's some type of secured lock that prevents even any entry into the thing by someone that's not authorized.
Yeah, you know, but from this, Joe, from this, though, some great idea is happened. So you make your pitch right now. What do you want our listeners to do this coming Tuesday, debate watch night?
Great. You know, with regards to the debate watch, one thing I recall when President Trump was on trial up in New York, he said, I just wish there was some more people outside. And that's my goal. I would like to make sure we fill that area, the designated area that's been approved by the RNC, in which Trump Force 47 is actually overseeing. They've established a secured area for us to wave signs. So basically what I'm asking and what Mina and Jody are here to ask is that anyone that's available come up to 6th and Kala Hill if they can and just spend the evening with us. You know, in some way we're hoping that everyone could come out and show their pride, not just for President Trump, but for America.
And bring a flag. Bring a wave an American flag.
Bring a sign. And if I may, on a personal note, most of the people in South Philly and Philly, if you got an umbrella, bring it.
Okay. All right. The weather forecasting of Joe of South Philly. All right. Jody.
And also, if I may say, Dom, real quick, you know, with regards to the end in South Philly, we do have someone that's coming forward with a bus voluntarily. It has standing room in it, a school bus size vehicle. And, you know, our plan right now is between 4 and 6 p.m. To have anyone that can't get a ride up there or can't get on the subway or maybe can't even take the bus, you know, into Center City, the 11th Street bus, to meet us at Tanky's Tavern on 10th and Oregon, Alder and Oregon Avenues, actually, is an area we'd like to use as a pickup location, and we're going to be happy to shuttle anyone back and forth.
Wow.
You know, we hope to do, but by way of our plan, we're hoping to do it several trips between 4, and we have to cut off the time at 6 p.m. so we could get the final load up there by 6:30.
All right, and let's bring in Jody. It sounds like this is already streamlined, underway. Jody, hope you're doing well. Tell us your thoughts on this.
Well, I think it's a great idea since nobody's allowed inside. You know, that's the rules that, you know, they thought of with Biden in the beginning, and Trump's sticking with those rules. There's probably going to be problems there. There's going to be people, you know, that are against us, the Kamala people. You never know. You know, look at 2020, what happened in Center City. But what I want to say is if anybody starts with you, just ignore them. Just walk away from them because that's what they want. We need to show the country, because this is national. I mean, it's the national debate. We need to show the country that we're law-abiding citizens. We love President Trump. That's why we want him back in office, because all this nonsense has to stop.
Absolutely. Jody, hold on 1 second. Let's bring in Mina in West Philly, too, because we got something else coming up here. Mina, welcome to the Dom Giordano Show. What can you tell us your role in this, Mina, is?
Thank you. So my role is simply just wanting all of Pennsylvania, outside of Pennsylvania, people to come in and let's give President Trump a warm welcome. The best way we can do that is come out, wear your patriotic gear. If you have green, I plan on wearing some green there. And let's show them that Philly is Trump City.
Absolutely. Well, it certainly will counter that. Dan, do you have that breaking news now? Because I wanted to say goodbye.
Let me bring them down. We got to say goodbye. It's huge, some huge breaking news
but,
coming up.
Again, Joe, 10th and Oregon around 4 o'clock, going to be shuttled back and forth. We'll have you back on Tuesday to reaffirm all this, but I want people to start planning. Jody, Mina, Joe, thank you so much. To be continued.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Tom. Thank you, guys. All right, Dan. Hit your sounder there.
Yeah, I don't have the sounder ready to
okay.
go. Here it is.
Good.
Yeah, I just got texted this, actually. 377,000 members, big union, Dom, National Fraternal Order of Police, coming out with an official endorsement of Donald J. Trump.
Ah, there you go. All right, the official endorsement, the National FOP. Now, why do we say that? Why do we make such a big deal when it's cops? For obvious reasons. They know what Kamala Harris is. They know how she wants to defund the police. She's anti-police. She's attacked the police, George Floyd summer. We'll get them on Monday. But the FOP nationally endorsing Donald Trump. Now, what's going to happen here with the Philadelphia police? Dan, if they at least stand down and don't endorse, if they endorse Kamala Harris, then never take their call again. I'm telling you right now, I'm serious.
You want to,
if they endorse Kamala Harris, I don't want to hear from them again.
Want some quotes from the Patrick Gibbs?
Yes.
I think it's his last.
Yes.
Sorry if I'm getting wrong. It's National President of the Fraternal Order of Police.
Yes.
Some comments. He says, public safety and border security will be important issues in the last months of this campaign. Our members carefully consider the positions of the candidates on the issues. And there is no doubt, zero doubt, as to who they want as our president for the next 4 years, Donald J. Trump. During his first term, President Trump made it clear he supported law enforcement and border security. In the summer of 2020, he stood with us when very few would. With his help, we defeated the defund the police movement. And finally, we are seeing crime rates decrease. If we want to maintain these lower crime rates, we must reelect Donald Trump. There's more if you want it.
All right. Perfect stuff. We will get them on and continue with that. Now
FOP, right ahead of the debate, too.
The Teamsters have not endorsed yet, which is another good sign. If they just stand down and do not endorse anybody, I'd be fine with that, too. If they endorse Donald J. Trump, that's even bigger news. All right. The cops have our backs on this, and we have theirs. So I'm just saying, I don't want to hear anything with the local police. If they don't endorse, fine. All right? We saw this before. I would have hoped they wouldn't endorse Josh Shapiro. They couldn't endorse Doug Mastriano. I get that. If they want to endorse Trump, that would be the smart play. I don't know about the state level. Pennsylvania is what we have to win. Thanks to Jody, Joe, and Mina, though. And we will get them back. You got all the details on that. 10th and Oregon, as Joe said, they'll be shuttle bus. They'll shuttle people back and forth. They're really going to pack that area there, bring American flags. I'm not sure about the rain comment. If it's rain, we'll take care of that. All right. Yeah, Joe? Dan?
No, I just said, will we take care of that? We're going to turn off the rain?
You know. Well, I meant we'll tell you to bring an umbrella.
And just a reminder, if you're going to walk there, that is at 6th Street and Callowhill, North Callowhill, North 6th.
My advice would be to park north of that, To get there is probably the easiest way to do that rather than south of it.
I'd suggest it's a little bit of a walk,
right.
But there is a parking garage at Dave & Buster's right down there at the end of
Palo. That's a good, yeah.
So if you park over at the parking garage, Dave & Buster's, walk up, it's only about 6 blocks, and, you know, that might be as close as you're going to get anyway. So.
You know how allergic I am to parking, though, so in a parking
lot. How about video games? Do you like video games?
Well, I just never park. Ro will tell you that. I just figure out a way. Just look at my parking outside, how I got into that media lot today. Right there, inch by inch. It was only 19 turns back and forth.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.